T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
President Trump is still searching for a new chief of staff after his top pick, the chief of staff for the vice president, Nick Ayers, said no thanks.
On our newsline, Daniel Lipman, the co-author of Politico Playbook. So who is on the president's shortlist, Daniel?
So it's looking pretty grim for the president. All the people who he wanted to work for him seem to be dropping out. But the people that are left, Mark Meadows, the congressman from North Carolina, very conservative, involved in the Freedom Caucus. He indicated that, you know, he'd be honored to be considered, and so he might take the job if it's offered to him. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin is another person on the short list, although he's very happy at Treasury and doesn't want to seem to go to the White House, given that doing that job often takes a hit on your reputation.
Well, you got to wonder, Daniel, with everything going on in this White House, who would even want this job?
Yeah, you're completely right. Look at John Kelly. He was a distinguished Marine general, very well respected in the military and in Washington. And with his job, it was just one thing after another. He couldn't stop the tweets. There was constant chaos. He got blamed by Trump. At the end of his tenure, he and Trump weren't even talking. And so that's just very tough to recruit someone. And look, Nick Ayers, too, who's did a good job as chief of staff for Mike Pence. He didn't want to stay for 2 years. He has a young family. He wants to move back to Georgia and hopefully get into politics.
Daniel, just a few seconds left, but what type of person is the president looking for? A yes man or a disciplinarian like General Kelly?
Well, he doesn't want to be told what not to do and what not to tweet. And so I think he's tired of the General Kelly mold. He's looking for someone who's going to be loyal to him, maybe good on TV, but not someone who's a contrarian, which might be bad for the country because you want someone to tell the hard truths to the president.
Thanks for joining us, Daniel. Daniel Lipman at Politico Playbook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.